istighfar, the elders and friends. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His choicest salutations be upon the Master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends, the nature of a human is that he is in constant need to be motivated. Whether it is a student, a businessman, a professional, someone working on the 30th floor of a building, or even someone sweeping the street, human beings need to constantly be motivated. Today, it has become a science on its own. You find people who are specially trained to become motivational speakers. They travel the world delivering talks. Companies have dedicated sessions to boost the morale of employees. Books are written which become the number one seller in terms of motivation. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who has blessed this ummah with the Holy Quran, the greatest book of inspiration. It is a book that is free for anyone to read. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed its meaning to be translated into languages for everyone to understand. The nature of the Quran is such is that it is as relevant today as it was 1400 years ago, and it will continue to remain relevant until the day of Qiyamah. In his book, Fada'ilu Suwaril Quran al-Kareem, the author, Dr. Ibrahim Ali al-Sayyid, Hafidhahullah, writes that if one studies the lives of the Arabs pre-Islam and pre-Quran, and after the revelation of the Quran, and after the coming of Islam, one finds a huge difference in their lives. Pre-Islam, the Arabs, who hail from different tribes, were constantly at war with each other due to petty reasons. In their societies, ignorance, alcohol, idol worship, killing of their daughters, these sins were rife amongst them. There's a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, which is narrated by Abu Raja al-Atarudi, who says that we were such a nation before pre-Islam that we used to worship idols. And if we found no idol to worship, we would take stones and begin worshiping the stones. If we found a stone better than our stone, perhaps its texture was better, perhaps it was more appealing to the eye, we would discard the former and begin worshiping the latter. If we found nothing to worship, we would mound some sand, pour some goat's milk over it, and begin worshiping that. From this lowly state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the Arabs with the coming of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and with the Quran. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them its wisdom and its guidance. And from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the Arabs from the situation of obscurity, and He took them onto the path of light. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum held on to the Quran. It was their guide. They always turned to it for all their matters. They cherished the Quran. And because of this, their strict adherence to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed the kingdoms and the empires of this world at their feet. And it is their example till today we aspire to be like them. Then the author, he observes that the current plight we as an ummah find ourselves in is because we have made the Quran secondary in our life. And only when the Quran becomes primary and in our lives, Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the situation for us. In the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that for the one who holds on to the Quran, there will be happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He who holds on to my guidance, he will never go astray and he will never be miserable. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. As for he who turns away from my reminder, then he will find himself living a miserable life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. On the day of Qiyamah, we will raise him blind. He will ask, قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Oh my Lord, why have you raised me, resurrected me blind? Whereas in the worldly life, I could see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, قَالَ كَذَٰلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, like this, our signs came to you in the worldly life, but you were blind to it. You turned away from it. So today you will be forgotten. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. There's a hadith narrated by Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu an, says that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and delivered a sermon. After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sharing some advices, he said, أَلَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ فَإِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ يُوشِكُ أَن يَأْتِيَنِي رَسُولُ رَبِّي فَأُجِيبَ وَإِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنِ أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ فَخُذُوهُ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسَكُوا بِهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, I am only a human being. It won't be long before the messenger of my Lord comes to call me and I answer his call. Meaning, I leave this world. So I leave behind with you two very important, weighty matters. The first is the Book of Allah. It contains guidance and it is nur, it is light. So hold fast onto the Quran and always turn, seek guidance from the Quran. Zayd bin Arqam radiyallahu an says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on us to hold on to the Quran. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wa ahlu bayti udhakkirukumullaha fi ahli bayti. And the people of my household, the Ahlu Bayt, I remind you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you when it comes to how you treat my family. History is glutted with many incidents of people whose lives were transformed by the Quran, through the Quran. The story of Tufayl ibn Amr al-Dawsi radiyallahu an. He hailed from the tribe of Daws. He was one of the influential people of his tribe. Tufayl radiyallahu an, he was a sensible, cultured, an intelligent person. Together with this, he possessed a strong grasp of the Arabic language and he was a par excellent poet. He says, I came to Mecca. Once he came to Mecca. When I arrived in Mecca, the Quraysh, they came and they welcomed me. Then they set me down and they told me, O Tufail, there is a man among us who is causing for us a lot of problems. He is bringing about a lot of disunity. And we fear he will do the same thing to you. So stay far from him, because he has with him the speech that is like magic. It causes disunity between spouses. It breaks the bonds between father and son. Tufail radiallahu anhu says, they continued to spew propaganda against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that they placed fear in my heart for him. And I told myself, I will stay far from him. I will keep my distance from him. He says, then I came to the Kaaba to perform tawaf and to seek blessings from the idols. When I came, I stuffed cotton wool in my ears so that the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam must not even touch my ears. When I came to the Kaaba, I found him performing salah, but it was not the salah I was accustomed to. And he was doing acts of worship which were unknown to me. Yet, I found myself captivated by him. And I found myself coming closer to him, though I didn't want to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to hear his message. So, I heard him reading the Quran, and it captivated me. So I told myself, woe to you, O Tufail. You are an intelligent man, and you have a strong grasp of the Arabic language. So, listen to what he has to say. You have the ability to differentiate between that which is authentic from unauthentic. So lend him an ear. If what he is saying makes sense, accept it. And if it is something that does not make sense, then you can leave it. So, after I waited for him, and when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned to his home, I followed him to his house. I knocked at the door, and when I came in, I told him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your people have made so many claims against you to me that I feared you. And I said, I will keep my distance from you to such an extent that I filled cotton wool in my ears so that I do not hear your message. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to hear your message. I heard it and it was beautiful. So please present to me your message. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then presented to me Islam, and he recited for me Suratul Ikhlas, that is Qul Huwallahu Ahad, and Suratul Falaq, that is Qul A'udhu bi Rabbil Falaq. Tufail says, wallahi, it was the most sweet recitation or speech that I ever heard. And the message of Islam was the most clear message that could ever be present. I placed my hands before him and I said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Subhanallah, it took one interaction with the Quran for their lives to take an immediate change. Ordinary men who were shepherds and going about their daily lives became Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, leaders who we all aspire to be like, examples for the rest of the world to follow. Brothers, that same Quran is with us. So it is my responsibility and each person's responsibility to build a relation with the Quran, to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran, to ponder on the Quran, to practice on the Quran, to make our lives the Quran. When we are sad, then we turn to the Quran for consolation. When we are lonely, then we seek company from the Quran. When we are anxious, then we seek peace through the Quran. When we are confused, we seek guidance through the Quran. And when we make our lives the Quran, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place blessings and barakah in our lives. We end off with three ahadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bishifa'aini, Al-Asalu wal-Qur'anu. For you are two sources of medication. One is honey, and the second is the Qur'an. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, اِقْرَأُوا الْقُرْآنَ فَإِنَّهُ يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ شَفِيعًا لِأَصْحَابِهِ. Recite the Qur'an, for indeed it will come as an intercessor for its reader on the day of Qiyamah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ أَهْلِينَ مِنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا مَنْ هُمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ هُمْ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ وَخَاصَّتُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has special servants. The Sahaba asked, who are they, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَهْلُ الْقُرْآنِ, the people of Qur'an, whom ahlullahi wa khassatu, they are the special VIP servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fal in us a love for the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fal in us the desire to always read, listen, and make the effort to understand the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those whose akhlaq will become that of the Qur'an. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us on the day of Qiyamah with the Qur'an, with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us in Jannah, just as how he has gathered us here today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.